meeting back to order at 12:45. We're using home by now. Okay, now, for those of you paying attention at home, we are now, it's in here somewhere.
G3.
I know, I just got to find it. Almost all my other things I have here.
Jeffrey Olson.
E3. Hey.
Yeah, I'm just helping you.
Pipe down Francis, as you
are. Lighten up, Francis.
I'm just helping you.
Where's my page?
All right, I'll get a new one.
We need a new president. This one's long.
Gladly. After that.
Creepy Crawley.
Yeah.
Did you guys have, you guys aren't old enough.
Okay.
I must say.
Item E. Review, discussion, possible action on investigative complaints. Item number 3, Jeffrey Olson, OD, IR number 202-002.
This is a continuation one from last time where patient JT was seen by Dr. Olson, the creepy crawly, if you guys remember, in her eye, and then she was upset too after she saw him several months later. She had to have cataract surgery, and that was kind of the gist of it.
Except that she said that Dr. Olson only gave her diagnosis in one eye, even though the records say it diagnosed in both eyes, so the patient was mistaken.
And I think we didn't have his records, right?
Right. And now we have his records, and Dr. Olson said the insurance wouldn't pay for cataract surgery, but based on the glare testing that was done, insurance would have paid for cataract surgery, I meant not testing. So the patient's right in that regard, that with the glare test of 2060, that the patient was eligible for surgery. He did not refer the patient for surgery, and the patient was most likely, I think, mistaken about. He only told me I had this in one eye, and I found out I had it in both. And, but Olson's statement to her, and he even says it, that insurance wouldn't pay, is bogus.
Well, I think he said she didn't have a blurred visual complaint.
Right. But
she presented with this foreign body sensation.
Yeah, that was her main complaint. But his side findings were cataracts, AME, and I guess dry eye.
I looked at the VAs too. In Olson's office, VAs were 2030 and 2025. And then by the time the patient had made it to Dr. K's office, it was 2050 and 2080. So she progressed, it sounds like, in the meantime.
Yeah, but it was what?
Time frame?
3 months? 4 months?
March.
That's a quick
cataract.
Yeah.
I would thought that was interesting.
So in case you question the VAs collected, that's what I would. And I'd probably be questioning the Dr. K's office.
I had something written down, I don't remember why. The prednisone. What was going on with the prednisone?
Oh, he told her to use it until it was gone.
Yeah.
And that was something I thought was a little, three times a day, there was a 5 mL bottle for a foreign body sensation during dry eye. And then he said, use it for whatever until it's gone.
Use it for 5 days or until it's gone.
So a 5 mL bottle is going to go on and on and on three times a day. So I'm not sure that I think that was appropriate.
But again, we don't get to rule on that too much, do we? I mean, that's... Yeah.
If you don't think it's appropriate care, you could.
Well, but I mean, technically, there's, 100 drops in that bottle. Three times a day.
Bottom line.
That'd be a month.
Is there a violation of the statute? Is that a motion?
I don't think so.
I move there's no violation of the
outcome. Are you going to do what?
I'm sorry, what's
are you dismissing or?
Second?
Just trying to
second.
Help you.
We appreciate that.
Who seconded Dr. Jones?
No. Yeah, Dr. Jones. I'm sorry.
Okay. Any further discussion on this? Hearing none. Dr. Jones?
Aye.
Dr. Moffitt?
Aye.
Dr. Lamb?
How come I'm always third?
I go down my list.
Well, I know, but I should be. I mean, maybe after the vice president.
No. Yes or no?
Yes.
Dr. Nestoris?
Aye.
And I vote aye. It's unanimous. Okay, this is appropriate name here.
Who is it?
David Anderson, IR number 202-005. My, we should have had him stick around.
He doesn't have to.
There's a...
He had patience.
This is a continuation also, right? From last time, we were trying to make sure, because the patient got billed, instead of them taking her insurance.
And got a refund.
And she did get her
refund.
She
finally got her money.
Yeah, and then we had discussed the actual record at that point also, so...
Is it possible... Ma'am?
Hey,
is it possible that, I think the biggest problem we had with this when we looked at it the first time was record keeping. Mm-hmm. And we were going to bring up, you know, no cycle, please, you got a kid with a complaint of this, that, and the other. Can we just say, based on the last 3 hours, that this is going to be rectified with record keeping?
No, you have to consider on its own.
Okay.
On its own merit.
All I wanted to know.
Now, and if you do find that you want to put it forward, then you can move it forward. And you have to go through all that procedure.
I'm going to let you call him.
I would like to move we just send him a letter of concern about record. Kind of a slap in the face, but it doesn't mean anything. So, if we have to do it the way Mona says we have to do it.
Well, it depends. Or you could just say
no violation.
Well,
I mean,
record stinks.
I'm having a hard time finding this one.
Hold on, what's really there, Dr. Lamb?
I think it's sending a letter of concern. Because then it shows, hey, here's another one.
Yeah, not a recent one.
Yeah,
not 5 years ago.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you submitted your complete total record.
And it's deficient.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, to me, that.
Yeah, it was all boilerplate. There was no cycle trees. You got a 15-year-old with complaints of headaches, no forward posture, no accommodative test, no nothing. And the RX he gave us.
But I don't know. Nonsense.
Okay, I do a lot of kids now. Psychopedia might give them their glasses and say, if their headaches don't go away, then bring them back. Because they don't want to be dilated, okay?
No,
you don't have to psychopedia them on the first visit.
You don't have to.
I do. I know. But I'm just telling you, there are other ways of practicing besides yours, King.
It's the same issues brought up, though, by the record.
No, I agree.
No entering VAs.
So my motion is that we send him a letter of concern regarding his record keeping, which is statute number Margaret.
305.
What is it?
It's in rule, right? 421-305. Right, and then, but you need to have the gateway statute that gets you there. 1744. Right.
Hold
on. I think. Hold on.
I mean, he may consider it an insult, but too bad. And the confidentiality. I don't want to have record keeping.
Sorry. You would need to 32-1743-12. Is that right? Hold on.
Letter of concern.
1743-12. Yes, it's violating any statute laws regulating the practice of optometry in the state. And then that's the gateway statute that gets you to your rule. And then your rule is R410 305.
21, or 21.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, 21.
I know that one I heard.
Yeah, 305. But there's also 304 if you find that it also constitutes a violation of the eye examination in accordance with the standards of care prevalent in the community.
Where's R410, 305, record keeping?
Right after the
patient's name, contact. No, I would just say R421-305.
Okay. But you have to also cite the statute to get you there.
The statute 32-1743-12.
Yes, Dr. Lynn.
So
is that your motion?
That's my motion. Figure it out, Margaret.
I got it.
Is there a
second?
Any discussion? What did we get out of that? Do I need to discuss this? Or is
no.
That what I have to say?
No, we discussed it for 3.5 hours, didn't we?
Okay. Dr. Jones.
Aye.
Dr. Moffitt.
Aye.
Dr. Lamb.
Third place, aye.
Dr. Mastores.
Aye.
I vote aye. It's unanimous. Rhett Bergener. OD, IR number 202006.
I confuse these two B's.
Yeah.
I don't
remember who's
real close.
Which one is this? Lake Havasu City. Yeah. Oh, the clip joint. I love the clip joint.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Cliff Jump.
State license.
And the fact this guy can't spell.
He can't spell either. Okay.
Okay, do you want to... Yeah, because it confused me. I'm old, it confused me.
Well, there's a lot to this communication.
A lot.
I don't know if I can do this one justice. Okay.
I wrote one. Please, this might help me. I wrote down, my bottom line is, he said, if he brings the glasses back, I'll give him a refund. Did he take the glasses back and get a refund?
Yeah, the patient has never returned and asked.
Because if he did,
it's done.
We're done.
Okay.
You can't even go into this. There's just so much.
Well, it's a PRISM problem, and the patient doesn't adapt.
Well, the first time they wrote the PRISM wrong.
Well, maybe not. Maybe the first time they wrote the PRISM and then they rechecked it.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, no, the first time it was from a different...
Yeah.
The first prescription was somebody else.
Right.
And they filled it, right?
Yeah.
And then it was wrong, and he rechecked them
right.
And changed the PRISM. And then he did it again and changed the PRISM again. Maybe it's not PRISM, but I don't... Three times, that's a lot. Of course, the first one wasn't his.
What do you get PRISM?
There's nothing you can do. You just do it.
No, I'm just saying, PRISM is the
PRISM
problem.
Is an arbitrary thing.
Is that a violation of the Optometric Practice Act because you have trouble prescribing?
No.
What I mean is, if the guy's big complaint was his money, did he take his glasses back and get the refund, outside of the fact that it's a schlock joint or whatever he called it?
What did he call it?
Do we need to find that out, or can we say there was no violation?
My favorite thing is... how he never refers to him as a doctor.
Yeah,
Mr. B.
It sounds like he didn't ever return after the second time.
It says
NW.
He wanted to be reimbursed at $455, and he said he would, right?
Well, nine months later, it's that first
early.
One.
Well, the first one doesn't get reimbursed.
I think he doesn't understand.
And it wasn't his prescription either.
He worked for nine months.
Okay, can we send him a letter? If we would happen to get a motion and a second and a vote to, there was no violation of the Optometric Practice Act, but the doctor did offer to refund his money if he took the glasses back, to reiterate what he probably told him to?
Not what I
like. Or we can't put that in there?
No.
Okay.
No, but you could continue it like you did the Anderson case to see if the doctor refunds the money.
Right.
I mean, that was a little bit different because the doctor said they were going to do it.
So you could send him a letter saying, if the board just wanted to know if you took the glasses back and got a refund?
I mean, that I could do. It would be additional investigative.
Right.
Yes,
so
that I could
do.
Right. So Dr. Kosakis, members of the board, it would be continue the investigation and have the executive director inquire to the doctor to see if the matter has been resolved.
So
the patient
we're delegating that to staff.
Mm-hmm.
Does
mm-hmm.
that sound?
Yes.
And we don't have to have a motion for that, do we?
You can just delegate.
I can just say, I can say that because I'm me.
Continue for further
King
investigation.
So we're not telling a doctor they have to give him a refund.
No,
right.
He
said.
Offer, right?
He offered, did the patient come in for the refund? That's what we want.
Number six, Jeffrey Burgesson, OD, IR number 202007.
Oh, this is good too. Mojave Eye Care, who evidently has a surgeon, has had surgeon on staff forever.
But he can't get credentialed.
Right. Patient.
Well, with that insurance plan.
Yeah. Right.
I
patient comes in.
With others.
Yeah, he can't. Patient comes in.
He's credentialed.
He can't. The doctor, the surgeon's undergoing credentialing, and evidently doesn't get credentialed. But they wait, 7 months or 8 months?
No. He went in first time in January. Finally, in June, they said, find a new provider. So it took them 5 months. They made three appointments and canceled them all. They made them. He didn't. Meaning, he didn't cancel them. They made him three appointments and canceled because he still wasn't credentialed.
But this is access, man. Nothing goes fast for access.
Is it
goes like, it's like...
I was going to say, is there a problem with patient communication?
No, it's a problem with access.
Okay.
I mean, access takes forever to do anything.
How are you going to have trouble finding
I don't know why he's not going to. He may not have a surgeon up there. He may have to drive into town or something here. I don't know.
So, but is there no violation?
There's no violation, but they could have been a lot more. They could have just said after 2 months, hey, we're,
That's why
here's
I said,
another doctor.
Patient communication problem.
Right. So do we send a letter of concern? No.
No.
Okay.
You could do a non-disciplinary order for continuing education.
No.
Well, I'm just encouraging the board to use those tools because a lot of times I feel like they get dismissed and then the patients will.
It's just a communication. The guy should have called up.
I mean, if the tool, if it's appropriate.
Because I was going to say, if it was before you mentioned access, I was going to say a letter of concern with patient communication wouldn't be out of line saying,
right,
it's the guy sitting here for 5 months,
right,
and you canceled three of his appointments because you couldn't get your provider credential on insurance, why don't you just finally tell him?
Well, you should have told him early on. Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming that Access said that, you know, there was something wrong with the guy, didn't get credentialed after a few months. Should have called him then and said, hey, look, our surgeon's not credentialed.
Because I could say, who doesn't get credentialed with Access?
Well, this guy, obviously. I don't know.
Well, they said they didn't receive it the first time. So, I mean, they had documented in here all of this.
But, you know, he put this guy through. He says, I sat here going blind, you know, for 6 months or whatever.
His vision wasn't bad, but he was complaining of night driving. And the problem is if he was driving at night, you know, how bad was it going to do cold testing?
Right. Well, I don't know. I've had patients who are 20/15 with posterior subcapsular cataracts who can't drive at night. I can't see anything.
And they have no business acting as an ophthalmologist. They are optometrists.
Yeah, well, I don't like that either, but it's just like I don't like Mr. B, but that's the profession we chose.
Is there only one ophthalmologist that practice, that one guy?
Well, it's changed over the years, but yeah, just the one guy. It was different people.
I see no violation of
Well, he didn't correct the problem, and so
I make a motion that we dismiss this case.
That's what she said.
Yep, and I second.
Any more discussion?
Well,
all those in favor?
I don't think we're serving the public on this one.
I don't always think you can control how the patient responds. So they did have contact with the patient. He was waiting. They were in the process of, in good faith, they were trying to credential. They knew, he knew that they were waiting for this credentialing process. He could at any time choose to go anywhere else. It's elective surgery. You can shop your own surgeon.
This complainant says there is no surgeon in their office. I don't think they knew what was going on based on the patient's complaint, okay? It says, I come to find out they didn't have an eye surgeon, so no procedure with it. Okay, so basically what they did is they had an eye surgeon who couldn't do the surgery because of the insurance company. But this patient was made to wait 6 months with cataracts, and it's not great.
I just don't think you can always control the understanding on the part of the patient or,
all of our cases are like that.
I know, but I don't think the doctor's fault. It looks to me, based on the presentation of the record, that they tried to communicate, reasonably well what was going on.
But they knew by April 10th that it was going to take another month or more, and they didn't call the patient and say, hey, our surgeon's not getting credentialed, maybe you want to go see so-and-so. They waited until June, until the patient got pissed and filed a complaint. So, again, we're protecting the public. That was not good for the public to have the guy wait when you knew 2 months before the complaint was filed that you weren't going to probably be able to do it for another 2 months, and they didn't tell the patient, but call the question.
Okay, I will call the question. Dr. Jones.
Aye.
Dr. Moffitt.
Aye.
Dr. Lamb.
Aye.
Dr. Mastoris.
Aye.
I vote aye. It's unanimous. 7, Robert Giles, O.D., IR number 202008. What is this one?
This was kind of bizarre, too.
Oh, this is another one that they said they were going to, but he said he was going to refund the money. So the question I have is, did the patient get the refund? But it really doesn't matter, because I had a question about his record keeping. It's your business. One of the tests, and I think it was one of the four dots, said fusion. Why would she need muscle surgery if she could fuse all that?
Well, we're four dots.
I'm just saying. There was no muscle testing. It was pretty much a boilerplate exam on a strabismic. That
a 39-year-old you prescribed plus a quarter, minus a quarter, and knowing you're sending him for strap surgery, much like the surgeon said, the prescription might change Why would they do that?
Well,
other
that's
than
true,
to sell a pair of glasses.
They said they refunded the patient on 9/30/19.
Well, if they did, then there's as long as that happened, so I think we should delegate to staff to find out that the money.
If we can find out if the patient got that refund, patient.
I have the patient.
JR.
What is the
patient? Patient.
Yeah, JR.
I agree with you, but you know those people come in and they I can't see anything, and then there's the tiniest bit of prescription.
Well, I know, but with kids, I prescribed it. But with a 39-year-old who's been strabismic their whole life, I don't know.
I know.
Look,
there's a refund at the very end.
I'm mostly agree with you, but we don't know. If you have someone who's gotten worse recently, and then if they're not wearing glasses, and then you find a little bit of anisometropia, maybe you want to see if it would help. I get, and I agree, that most of the time I would probably withhold and say just go see the surgeon first. But I think there's an argument to be made, at least, that with a little bit of anisometropia, if you have a patient who is worsening recently and is complaining of, you know, worsened diplopia, that you might try the simple approach first, which is prescribe the glasses and see if it helps before surgery. That's all.
Plus,
that's
the bottom line,
argument.
I don't think there's a violation, but can we say there's no violation? Still find out if they got the refund.
Does the patient say they got it?
Mr. President, members of the board, I mean, remember, we can't mandate a refund. That's not in our
system. Well, we just wanted to find out.
So whether the doctor did refund it or not, I mean, it's not our place to kind of straw on the doctor.
Then
as a reminder.
I'll make a motion that I see no violation of the Optometric Practice Act. Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Dr. Jones?
Aye.
Dr. Moffitt?
Aye.
Dr. Mastouris?
Aye.
I vote yes. Dr. Lamb?
Aye, aye, aye.
There you go. I didn't want to feel like these numbers. Executive Director approval of new license application pursuant to ARS 32-3123.
First time you did this, Margaret?
First time.
Ms. Hollis, was everything in order? Or did Marta make a mistake?
No, she did good.
So why is this the executive director approval?
Because she can do it.
Remember the delegation from the last...
Then did she actually do the work, or did you? I just wondered.
Paula did the work, Barb.
You did the work.
Myra,
she's getting the credit.
She went to Paula and said, is this okay? And she did yes.
But Dr. Chrysagas, member of the board, under the delegation that you gave to me.
We're just giving our time.
Oh, okay.
You think we're worried that we're mad because we don't get to do it anymore?
No.
Yeah, we're definitely not mad about that, especially with the new.
Okay,
how'd it go?
Administrative.
It was a little stressful, to be honest. I still don't like that delegated authority. I think the board should do it, not just this board, but all the board.
You can give it up and go back to it.
This was a mandate. Based on sheer volume, they have to do it. But when we go to the ARBO meetings, Mrs. Farr doesn't go to.
Yes.
California has been doing this forever, probably just because of sheer numbers.
Well, that's how medical board does it. Yeah. I mean, so what happened is actually Ms. Hollins had submitted 4 total applicants to me for review. So under the new e-licensing system, we have the regular review done by the licensing administrator, and then we have a supervisory review. So I utilized that, and there was 2 applications that we did move down to the board approval because they didn't meet the criteria of the law, so they weren't totally. The fingerprints weren't back, and one of them had a disciplinary action in another state.
Ms. Hollins, did Margaret meet the criteria of the law? She's a good candidate.
My balls, yeah.
Good answer.
It's just for the record. I apologize. It's just for the record so that...
We know that you gave away a couple of
licenses. Yes. And also, inevitably, somebody will call and say, when did this doctor get licensed? And sometimes if we can pull them in,
were you remunerated by either of these people for... Oh, never mind.
Yeah, they paying you off?
No. No payments other than the application fees were received by the board.
Make sure we don't have any corruption.
Yeah. Does Ms. Hollins open the mail? Is there any checks coming?
She does not. Neither one of us does. That's a separation of powers that we have had for about...
Item G, review, discussion, and possible actions on pending regular license applications.
Ms. Hollins.
Mr. President, everything seems to be complete, but we have not gotten a report back from DPS.
For both
applicants.
Make your motion.
I'll move that we accept G9 and 10 for licensure to the state of Arizona with a positive
contingent
upon
a negative DPS.
A favorable DPS report.
Second.
Good. Any discussion? Hearing none, we will take a vote. Dr. Jones.
Aye.
Dr. Moffitt.
Aye.
Dr. Mastoris?
Aye.
I vote aye. Dr. Lamb?
Aye.
Okay. It's unanimous. Ladies, it's unanimous. I'm just letting you know.
Thank you.
You're not paying attention.
Oh, I'm supporting attention.
H, review, discussion, and possible action on pending endorsement applications.
Ms. Holland.
Mr. President, number 1112 should be complete. Except for the DPS report.
What about 13?
13 has a previous probation from Oklahoma. So I don't know if you probably want to do that separately.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll move H 11 and 12 for licensure in the state contingent upon favorable DPS report.
Second.
And a second. Discussion? Good. Dr. Lamb?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you said Joe. Oh, you want me to vote? Yeah, well, I'm totally surprised. I'm messing you up. Oh, should I say aye? Yeah. Oh, aye. No, you said yes, you were fine. Yes, it was okay. <laughs> Dr. Jones. Aye. Dr. Moffitt. Aye. Dr. Mastoris. Aye. I vote aye. Unanimous. Let the record show. Ms. Howells, what's wrong with Jennifer Jensen?
Then you could have stayed on a discussion and vote if you wish, Dr. Lamb.
Okay. Why didn't you look it up? I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's a very long thing. So
what was it?
Basically what it
DUI?
she got her license taken away from Nevada, but she didn't report that to Oklahoma.
Right.
And so then they brought it against her. And
why did she get her license taken away?
Because from what it sounds like is that she had things stolen, her prescription and her name of DEA, and they wrote...
So it wasn't her fault.
But she never went, I don't think, to...
Prescription pads were in my briefcase.
She delegated too much to other people.
Yeah,
and that's
why
she
didn't go and probably like,
well,
just
do
what
we
happened
want
here
this
today,
person
she
in
didn't
our
go
school.
And...
She was pregnant. She was pregnant at the time and felt also that stress. It was a high-risk pregnancy. Yeah, and she so she stopped practicing and moved, and she didn't respond to
how
the
old
inquiries.
Is she?
She's...
Well, we can't say.
She's old enough.
How old? Wait, Dr. Lamb, we cannot talk about this.
It's
paper.
On the application.
No, I know, but it's a confidential information.
Okay, somebody whispered to me. I can't find it in here.
Because you have people sitting in the public, so.
No.
It's an attorney. He's bound by.
No,
it's
younger than. This is on a tape.
I just don't have it to look at.
All right,
so. I don't know where it is. Jensen.
Right, and then Dr. Prasad is members of the board, and then I believe she went to Oklahoma. She allegedly didn't disclose to them, but then Oklahoma did not. She was granted a license in Oklahoma.
She went on probation.
Right, she went on probation.
With Oklahoma?
Right, with Oklahoma, based on the Nevada conduct, and then she came to this board, and I believe she disclosed everything.
I think she was on probation the first year, and then she's been practicing out from under the
prison. Right. Yeah, it's been completed.
I kind of think that if, you know, she's been, it looks like that was in 2011 when she was on probation, right? So mm-hmm. She's been practicing now for 8 years in Oklahoma, I'm assuming, and no problems. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
So
yeah, but you know Oklahoma. Anyway, it's like cowboy practicing.
It is hard to get a license in Oklahoma.
It's a good old boy network here. That's right. You wear cowboy boots, you got a license.
Mr. President, members of the board. 5,000.
Yes.
Especially new members of the board. The reason that we just want to have a discussion about the previous disciplinary action is for you to just determine if you see anything that might be an issue when she gets, if and when the doctor gets licensed in Arizona. Not just this particular
baby,
doctor.
Did her baby have genetics?
If you don't see anything, you can just issue the license without. If you did see something, for an example, you could issue a license with a letter of concern. You could issue it with a disciplinary action. You know, if you felt like the doctor still could be licensed, but. So you just have to determine what level you see. Hopefully that helps.
So she had a baby with genetic defects. Her husband beat her up, and she divorced him. Holy mackerel. I didn't see this. I'm sorry.
My question is, though, would you know if she had things against her Oklahoma board without her disclosing it? Or
yes. That's what that National Practitioner Data Bank report is. And if we had seen a report on there other than what was there, we would submit that to you.
Good catch.
That was clear.
Thank you.
I vote we approve her license. I move we do.
And a second. Any discussion, Dr. Lamb?
Nope.
Just see you sitting there.
I just have a great
pensive.
I missed this in flight. So it was way at the end, and I don't know.
Dr. Jones?
Aye.
Dr. Moffitt?
Aye.
Dr. Lamb?
Yes.
Dr. Mastores?
Aye.
And I vote yes. Review discussion of possible action on approval of continuing education.
Oh.
We have four of them.
This is exactly the same.
Kind of, sort of. There are some differences.
This is the most.
There are some differences
right here. Okay. Yeah.
Oh wait, something different's coming up on mine today.
Let's do them one at a time. That was the new one we got.
Okay.
Yeah, two more updates. Yeah. So there was items missing from the
let's
previous.
Let's do them one at a time because I noticed one of them. I'll show. We'll discuss it. Lethal ptosis. Oculoplastic surgery.
That one also the CV that Paula gave you all.
Right.
Goes
the
CV
here. That looked good. I thought this one was fine for 1 hour.
I thought it looked great.
Yeah.
So you're moving that?
I am. I'll make a motion that we accept item IA for CE.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Okay. Dr. Jones.
Aye.
Dr. Moffitt.
Aye.
Dr. Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Mastores.
Aye.
I vote aye. Now, rental perspective, conflict character, self-assessment. Okay, let me just see. There was one here. I don't think this one.
Is that that's CE right now?
Well, this one was given to us by Melissa Pipkin, and it looks like it came back from Melissa Pipkin as a outline.
It is an outline.
I don't think this one changed at all.
Yeah, well.
That's why
it's not.
I called you the other day and said, I don't see anything different on this one.
You don't even know what we went through with this. I don't know. I mean, we asked and we sent letters and we explained.
You asked for
it looks like Ms. Ross changed the one but didn't change the other one. So you asked for this slide. Did you send her the new application yet?
Does the new application, we changed
that. They're still using the old one.
To say, didn't we, is this the old one?
Yeah, it is the old one. It is the old one. It says syllabus, course description, etc. It doesn't say what it should, but that doesn't mean that.
Well, the slides aren't required. I mean, we did put it on there, but they're not required.
No, but I'm just saying, if you called her, if you had to call her, did you say, here's the new one, we need the slides, and she still sent the same thing?
What was your discussion with Ms. Ross? Paula, can you just get a little.
It came over in an Apple format, and you guys couldn't open it. It was something weird.
Well, Dropbox. We can't use Dropbox. It's blocked by the state.
Yeah.
Our security won't. And so she sent it. So then she had her IT person PDF it, which that wasn't what we really needed. I mean, it was what we needed, but I think they omitted some of the documentation or something.
The bottom line is the same.
Well, except that if you go down further, there's a resubmitted optometry lectures. A, embryology development of cup, A, anatomy, blah, blah, blah. Did you see all that?
Where?
It's further down. In the same. It's on page 7. 7 of 17. There is a.
That's all
new, isn't it?
CV stuff.
Yeah, it's all CV stuff.
CVs.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I vote no on this. I would like to make a motion that we don't accept this for, what do we call it?
CE.
For approval of CE.
CE based on insufficient information submitted.
Okay.
Second.
Any discussion? Dr. Jones?
Wait. What? Dr. Moffitt has
discussed. I was going to discuss. I don't know. When I look at this,
it's just a bunch of words.
It is, but there's sort of it's
on a page, one page, two pages.
Let her see what she has to say.
I just don't see anything necessarily wrong with it, I guess. If I were at a CME, when you look at this, you know, here's the objectives, what they want you to understand, okay. Preoperative, postoperative.
Well,
know?
We have a long history with these that we weren't over here aware of.
Okay.
Which is what I'm telling you. The history is that people are just submitting outlines of one or two pages or a page and a half or even a half a page. And they want, and then I was against it. I was like, well, look, this is associated right now. They're definitely, you know, a group that should be credentialed for whatever. But it's Marla. It just isn't enough to just put down BRBO, CA, you know,
our previous Tucson.
Right, our previous Tucson had a really big.
My bad.
Well, no, but I mean, she did have a really big issue with. So the board has kind of decided, and we've changed the application, stating instead of saying although they have the wrong one too, I think, instead of saying a syllabus, we want the PowerPoint presentation or something more detailed than. You know, than this.
Yeah.
And this has already gone through the board, and certainly I'm leaving the board, so you can do whatever the hell you want, but this doesn't meet the requirements that we established a while ago as far as continuing education and the ghost of Marla.
Well, and it's a big difference from the first one to this
one. Yeah, look at the first one.
Like the first
look at the first one and how much they submitted, and look at this one.
Gonna be learning. The second one, you're like,
yeah. Mr. President, members of the board, Dr. Moffitt, if you look at the approval of continuing education rule under B3, it does say submit a syllabus of CE that identifies learning objectives, teaching methods, and content.
Content.
So it's not that we need the PowerPoint slides. We can't really require that. And I think whether the board's, you know, has historically required the PowerPoints or whatever, it's not specifically in our law. So I agree with you that it can be whatever you feel meets the requirement. So I'm not all about the history like that. If you want to... You know,
yeah, to me it looks okay. I mean, I understand we're talking about this and going through these different diagnoses and how that is relevant. So
you have other discussions, Mr. President?
Yes.
So the board has adopted a new...
No, we're not adopting anything new.
Well, no, I'm just saying our personality, what's the word I'm thinking of? We haven't accepted this stuff since Marla got... You know, said, hey, look, there's not enough here. I want more than this. And I mean, it always comes to a vote, but we kind of lean towards, okay, you're right. And so are we going to lean the other way? I'm leaving. It doesn't matter to me, but, you know, want to start approving just because the guy's got a 10-page CV.
The only, well, no, that's what I, because when they called me on this, I said, when the CV is five times as long as the
yeah, that's
content,
what I don't like.
Then
either.
There's a problem.
That's what I think too.
But the problem I have with just looking at an outline is then it becomes very subjective.
Right.
As far as okay, is this outline good enough compared to that one? This one's got, you know, this one was all the way down to F, and the only one only went to C. Where when you see what they're going to do, but then again, not everyone uses a PowerPoint.
That's my...
And so that's not fair either. So I guess if we do our job and look at this and see what's in it, I would approve it.
So Dr. Chrysagas does what you're looking at, identify the learning objectives, teaching methods, and content of the course.
Well, there's learning objectives right there.
I mean, they're following the law.
Yeah, I'm just saying that we could make it... We could say that if they don't send us the... If they don't send us the PowerPoint... Is there enough information there for us to determine whether it's going to be a lecture with one?
How do you know how Arvo and Cope, how they approve stuff like this?
Yeah,
I mean, you can't just send them this and they approve it, can you?
No, it goes through a process. There's a committee. There's a Cope committee.
Right. So
and that's
we
all
know
they do
what
is,
their sort of...
I don't know what the criteria is for their approval.
Well, there's a bunch of those guys up in Midwestern. We could call one and ask them.
True. There's a lot of Cope.
No, there are. I think for future, the board ought to mimic Arvo as far as if Arvo says you need this, we should have that. If Arvo says you don't need this...
Is that something we could ask staff to do?
Sure.
No, I think that's...
Because that we actually approve them when they want to, if they're here in Arizona, we approve them to be an Arvo, what do they call them?
A Cope reviewer.
Cope reviewer.
Right. So, I mean,
a bunch of them
we should probably align ourselves, I think, with Cope.
Sure.
I mean, it doesn't have to be identical, but
yeah.
What the hell?
But in the meantime, I would make a motion to accept this.
I'll second
Well, there's a motion to deny.
Like I said,
I made the motion.
So you can go to trial.
I forgot we were discussing the motion. Yes, we
were. Perspective.
Pardon?
Oh, the second one? Are you on the second one?
I'm still on the second one.
We're still on the second one. It has the motion on the table is to deny.
Southwestern Eye Center.
Second. You seconded, but there was no vote. There was discussion first. So now we're just waiting for the vote.
Okay. The vote is to deny, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So we have you are Dr. Jones.
Aye.
Dr. Moffitt.
Nay.
Dr. Land.
Aye.
Dr. Nestoris?
Nay.
And I vote no. It does not pass. 3-2. Let the record show 3-2. Yeah. Now.
I move we accept this as the...
I'll second it.
What, Associated Retina we are?
No, we're still in Southwestern.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait a minute.
The first...
What was the... The motion was to deny...
You voted yes to deny that.
All right.
But it still passed. So that motion failed 2-3.
Did I vote the wrong way?
Yes, you voted the wrong way.
I meant to say aye. You did say aye.
You did say aye.
The yes vote would deny.
But don't worry, we covered for you.
I'm out of order here. Okay, so we're doing
Southwestern Eye Center.
Yeah, okay, not the Diego. That's the one I'm saying.
And we have a motion and a second.
We're on letter B.
Any more discussion?
And the motion was to deny.
And now the motion is to accept. Dr. Jones.
You're changing.
I what?
Well, because I thought we were on the Diego one, and that's the one I want to say nay to.
Well, we'll get there.
Okay.
So who's that?
What?
Dr. Moffitt.
Aye.
No.
Dr. Lamb. No. You say no?
Isn't that what I want to vote?
No. You want to say yes? No.
Do you want to approve it?
No.
Oh, you don't? Okay. Fine. Then you were correct.
No.
Nestoris?
Aye.
Nestoris. And I vote yes to 4-1.
So 4-1. Okay, so it passes.
If I'm on the right case.
Letter B.
What case are we on now?
Now you're on C. Retina update. Associated Retina Consultant. Now, here is one though that I will tell you. It is basically just an outline. They don't have their. Oh, with the wrong one with the Diego.
Letter C.
I know, but I'm not looking at that. I'm looking at the what comes out on this.
Lots of retina courses. That's the problem.
I'm on the wrong case.
Outline and...
It's outline, but...
40 pages of CD.
What I was going to say...
Retina update. Associated retina.
That when I looked at this, I looked at the outline and said, oh, God, it's an outline. We can't approve this. I went to this lecture. It was like,
well, wait a minute. Am I on the right case with Alan Gordon?
If you attended that lecture, you can't inject that into the... I mean, that's extraneous investigation.
Let's have him arrested.
Let's see.
But I'm there as a witness that it was good.
All right, time out. Am I on the case with Alan Gordon now?
Yeah.
What's wrong with this?
No, I'm just saying, because it's an outline.
It isn't an outline.
Yeah, it is.
It's a detailed outline, but... Look at Chef Ryan, all this shit.
It can be an outline as long as it meets those
other things. All I'm saying is,
you're full of crap.
This is an example that the outline's good, we can do it.
The other one should have been rejected. This one's good. Go ahead, call it.
Wow. I don't have a motion yet.
I move that we accept this CE.
Thank you.
Dr. Mastor seconds.
She's the queen of seconds today. Okay. Any discussion?
The first one shouldn't have been.
Dr.
This
drone
better.
Aye. Dr. Moffitt.
Aye.
Dr. Nestoris.
Aye.
I vote aye.
I've been moved to last place again.
Oh, I forgot aye. You. Dr. Lynn. Unanimous 5-0. Now, the one you've been waiting for, Dr. Jones.
Oh, yeah. I don't. This is why.
I think we denied it last time. What he did was he sent it back bigger.
I think it
looked like the same, but he made it bigger.
Oh my God, all this conversation for
this.
Just remember, we tried to mandate COPA, we got a lot of pushback. So we wouldn't have to do all this.
Because see, the first one was, I think, what we got last time. The first couple of pages. But then, you go back past the letter, it comes back bigger.
Show me this one.
It's way in the top.
I mean, the second one is more involved. This is the one I was looking at for the last case.
That's what I was doing too. Oh.
It was.
This is all that problem.
That's why I was looking at this one for the last case. This one doesn't go through.
I agree.
I'd like to amend my vote on the other.
No.
Okay.
You were the lower. No, you were the lower.
Darcy, did you make a motion?
There's been no motion on this one. I was off. I was looking.
We're on the wrong case.
I know we were.
So now we're all on letter D.
I'm going to have to stop. Yeah, I know, but when we go to your drive, there's no letters on there.
Yeah,
there's no letters. Everyone says right now. And so I went to four different ones before I found it.
Just the title. You can't see the title.
But only part of it shows up.
When Retina's the biggest part of the title.
Why don't you put Cajon down or the surgeon's name? So
you want me to put the sponsor's name instead of the course name? Would that be helpful?
It's not that. We don't get this many Retinas on.
No, I'm here. It doesn't come up on here.
So okay. I've
got all these at stake.
Is everyone looking at this resubmitted?
The one at the bottom.
There's more detail.
The one at the bottom is much more detailed.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
That's why it looks like it's the same outline, but he made it bigger. Yeah. But he added a few more things in between. So I go down to page 7 is where the new one starts.
There it is. I found it. See, all these say CE retina. That's all they say when you open the...
Okay.
I think
you blasted her up. She understands.
Yeah, this one...
Sorry, Dr.
Go down to 7, and there's a lot more in that one.
That's what I was talking about before. There is a lot more, but it's still just... it's okay.
Eisenmenger syndrome.
It's
okay. I mean,
it's okay.
I think it looks okay.
It's okay. So I could kid. It's okay.
You still don't like the second one?
I'm still going to vote no.
Okay. Tell us why.
I just think anybody could put that stuff down there.
Is he really a retina specialist?
Not
I just feel like I agree with Dr.
Okay.
If we're going to approve these, because a lot of the state associations take these CEs, I mean, if we're going to approve these,
all right. I move that we accept this. Contrary to what Dr. Jones thinks, but with the caveat that we're going to investigate COPE's approval stuff for the next meeting, which I won't be at. So I'm accepting it contingent on. No, I'm accepting it. Not contingent, but I want to.
But
change the aim of the board to get more like COPE.
That's fine. But then you wanted staff to put in the letter that, we accept
this.
But next time you better send us a...
No, I just want to make sure that something's... Because this is nuts.
So,
we're arguing about outlines.
So you do that.
Yeah.
And you accept this. And then you don't tell him that. But he sends another one in just like this.
That,
and we say no because now COPE says...
No, that's right.
Tough shit.
We've changed our... We've changed our rules. This is no longer sufficient. You need to submit more.
I know it's your last minute, but must please watch your manners.
No, it's my last day. They're not going to do anything to me. So anyway.
I'm surprised you're being this woman.
I know. I just think that we've gone round and round. Marlo was one way. Before that, we accepted everything. Some guy in Tennessee said, I'm going to do a toothbrush thing, and you might get toothpaste in your eye. We go, okay, we'll take that. Now, we don't take anything.
I don't think that's true, Dr. Lamb.
I was just being facetious. So now, I mean, we need to adopt standards as a board if we're going to keep doing this, and the standards ought to be modeled after.
They're right here in 210. That's the standards.
What is?
The rule.
That doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. That is exactly how you review the CE. When you all look at the continuing education...
I just want the board to be on one page in the future.
Okay. What are those three criteria?
Aside from the curriculum and the application, submit a syllabus of the continuing education that identifies learning objectives, teaching methods, and content.
Yes.
The content is what's missing. From all of these.
How about you open a business, doing a CE approval?
Well, I wanted to do a CE.
You
can. I sent it in, and I just put this little outline.
It just isn't enough for me.
But I already had the directive, Dr. Lamb, to look, to speak to COPE reviewers, to find out the criteria.
Miss Allen, call me up and tell me what happens.
Okay, we got a motion. Motion coming in. What's your motion?
I'm still saying nay, so.
Okay, that's your motion.
She made it.
Is there a second?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the motion.
Did you say you already made a motion?
Oh, I thought Dr. McMahon made
it. I made a motion.
We didn't have a second.
Oh, yeah, he moved to accept.
But I spoke out of order.
We need a second to his motion to accept this course.
Or
I'll second.
You can't second.
You made the motion.
No, she made the motion.
No.
Dr. Lamb,
like 10 minutes ago, you said
you made a motion 10 minutes ago to accept it contingent on.
Right. Okay. But I thought Darcy made a motion before that.
You made the first motion.
Okay. Did Darcy second my motion?
No.
Nobody seconded.
No. We're looking for a second.
All right. There is no second, so it goes down.
Do you want a second? I'm not because of the
contingency.
The contingency.
All right. So this kind of motion
dies. So it dies for lack of a second.
Right. Now somebody else make a motion.
I make a motion to accept it. Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion?
Dr. Mastores, did you second?
Yes.
Hearing none. Here we go. This could be a good one. Dr. Jones.
Nay.
Dr. Moffitt.
Yay. Herbs, yes. Excuse me.
Everyone's fine.
Dr. Lamb.
Yay is fine. I, yay, or yes is fine.
Nay.
Dr. Mastores.
Aye.
Oh, guess who's going to break the tie?
Down to you.
Oh, my. I can't handle this pressure. I'm going to accept it.
Okay. Motion passes 3-2.
3-2.
Well, yeah. Your no vote, I don't know if you are aware, the no votes get recorded on the minutes like that you voted no. If people have questions, they can always, you know.
Call me up.
She doesn't live in Tucson, too. Request for waiver of hours or extension of time to complete continuing education, pursuant to AAC R420-21-212. Dr.
Like,
Middleman.
Looks like Frank has been disabled for life.
And I think he came by the office and our executive director would probably tell you he is.
Yes.
So all he asked for is to take 32 hours online as opposed to have to attend meetings.
Correct.
And that means he still wants to maintain his license for what I don't know.
Because
but
he's
I think
practicing
it's a reasonable
optometrist.
Request. Yes. What?
Because he's a practicing optometrist.
He's practicing out of his wheelchair?
Yes.
Is he?
He practices 4 hours a week.
That's more than you.
Yeah. Well, you're right. So I think we should accept this. 32 hours online is acceptable.
Is that a motion?
Yes.
Second. Any discussion on this?
Poor guy.
Dr. Jones.
Aye.
Dr. Moffitt.
Aye.
Dr. Lamb.
Aye.
Dr. Mastores.
Aye.
And I vote aye. It's unanimous. Frankie, keep it up. K, review discussion of possible action on approval of testing center for proctoring of jurisprudence exam. Lake Travis Community Library. Hey. I know Austin, Texas.
And I looked at the website. There's nothing on there except it doesn't say anything about testing center. It says you can get a librarian to hold your hand, but that's it. So
that is true, Dr. Lamb, Mr. President, members of the board. I did phone the contact that I was given. That book a librarian is kind of how they do it. So they do get it's just kind of by request. So whenever they get people that need to have a proctor.
Are the librarians there attractive? Because they might visit.
I was going to say, maybe you should go there if they'll hold your hand.
Hold your hand. I'm always going to win.
That's all
you
I know.
Want to
I
mean,
as long as it's proctored, it meets the requirements.
Who asked for this? Another license?
She can't
potential applicant.
She can't tell you that.
I just asked for a category. I didn't ask for who specifically. Somebody want to make a motion? It ain't going to be me.
I'll make a motion we accept it.
I second.
And we have a second. Any discussion?
Obviously. So the librarian watches them take the test?
Mm-hmm.
That's what this happens here?
Yeah.
Yeah, just like Paula and I.
Best friend.
Well.
The other children.
That's true. I mean, Dr. Jones, that's a good point.
This is not a this is not a test.
It's an adult testing center.
No, it's not.
What?
This is not
a flyer.
We have a flyer.
This is not a testing center. It's a library.
But if part of the library, there's an adult testing center.
I don't want to have to call you Dr. Maynard, but he's like, when I tested, we were doing once a year, we got tested.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And it was very subjective.
Dr. Jones was
like
the governor's
shirt.
Initiative for the quick licensure, so we had made that change to a rule actually back in 2016.
Did you have a practical?
I had
Yeah, do you have to do an exam in front of like a bunch of
practical exams?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You actually sat down and you wrote on.
Yeah. So this, you'll get a kick out of this. So Margaret, you'll get a kick out of this. You've been around a while. So I sit down to do my exam. Who walks in to be my patient? Marty Lederman.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
By the way, he's got like 10 exotropia. He's got like $4 a cylinder. And I'm like, what? Oh God. He was past president of the board.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he was.
I said, I'm screwed.
So.
Did he want contact lenses?
Yeah. So we have a motion and a second, right?
I'm sorry, who was it though?
I seconded it. Or did I make a motion?
Okay.
Oh, Dr. Moffitt, you seconded.
Okay.
Okay. You. I'm sorry.
Dr. Jones.
Aye.
Dr. Moffitt.
Aye.
Dr. Lamb.
I guess.
Dr. Mastoris.
Is that a yes, Dr. Lamb?
Yes.
Okay. I vote yes, it's unanimous, and Dr. Lamb wants a. He wants a photo documentation of the librarians in Austin, Texas.
I just want to make sure it's the test.
Make it contingent on this.
Just because it says photo. It says Lake Travis Community Library Adult Testing Center. When you go to their website, does
Mike,
it say that?
Mike, we're kidding.
We said, they don't have
we
that.
We said you wanted the pictures of them.
I know what you said.
No, but normally, most of the libraries have the adult testing center. What are you talking about? In this case, they don't have it advertised on their website. But
yeah,
that's
they don't
why
have
I
it
call.
Advertised, so they just—that's crazy. So
that's the Book of Librarian. That's what it's called, Book of Librarian.
I don't understand, Mike.
You can't.
Mona's on a very high
honestly,
level.
That
right.
is what it said on their website.
Mona There's is a, so up on endorphins she got to litigate today.
Really?
She was just beside herself.
Is that what it is? I just think that. Anything that comes up, we go, yeah, okay. They don't even have a testing center. You call a librarian to hold your hand for an hour, and she guides you through stuff. Is that, whatever.
But I don't understand why you're saying that, because they don't get a copy of our jurisprudence exam until the day of the test.
That doesn't matter. It's not a testing center. We just, have we ever disapproved one of these?
Yes, we have.
I don't remember.
It was the White River VA over in
White River.
Virginia.
Oh, I thought it was up here.
Yeah.
Don't we have a White River?
We do, I was there.
We do.
Or something like
All
that.
All right. Boy, I'm glad.
Review, discussion, and possible approval of board meeting minutes.
Does anybody have any issues with the minutes?
I'm going to make a motion.
My motion to approve all 3 months of minutes.
Thank you, Dr.
And in a second, any discussion? I didn't see anything wrong either. Dr. Jones?
Aye.
Dr. Moffitt?
Aye.
Dr. Lamb?
Aye.
Dr. Mastoris?
Aye.
And I vote aye. It's unanimous. And I always say the highlight of the day, but we already did the highlight of the day, so we can all go to the executive director's
That's
report.
That's why it's mostly abbreviated this time. The budget update, as of September 30th, we do not have the October numbers yet, but our beginning balance was $343,573. We had an ending balance of $351,529. 25% of the fiscal year has elapsed, because remember, we are July 1st to June 30th. The board's spending is at 23.14%.
Are they going to sweep us?
I haven't heard anything about that. So
I'll let you know in May.
Hopefully not. I handed out earlier a list of the 2020 possible board meeting dates. Same thing as always, second Friday of the month will be our...
and no, we will not meet all these. It's just
right, we generally meet every other month.
When's
so
the next one going to be?
January 10th is January 10th. Bronstein.
Well, that's
Bronstein seminar.
Oh, that one is? Okay. Well, I guess that brings me... Oh, wait. So the new statutes and rules books, so I had printed those... you know, for you last time, and I said I would have nice booklets,
yeah,
but well, they're at ACI somewhere, the Correctional Industries. That's we use the inmates to do our printing, and something happened to the books. So.
I make a motion.
Hopefully we'll have them next time. I apologize for that.
So we can't do the 10th. Are we going to skip January and do February?
Can you wait a second? I'm not there yet. Are there any future agenda items aside from the CE approval COPE thing?
I had one. What was it?
I have a question.
Yes.
What happened with Dr. Taylor?
Oh, we can't talk about it.
Okay.
Well, we can.
Who's
he could be on the next
that's
agenda.
That's
be on the next future agenda.
Yes. He will. Why would he on this?
Because it was already long enough.
Okay.
because
we couldn't.
Oh, this was the last. Okay.
Okay.
Just based on the information that came in.
And Ms. Whalen, may I ask you a question about the book?
Yes.
You know I like the book. Is this the book that you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so am I going to get another one, like a bound one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Like these. Like these are the old ones.
Oh, I'm going to get the spiral one. Thank you.
I'm not. You're a lucky girl.
No future agenda items otherwise.
I have something.
Okay, now, future board meeting dates, Dr. Lamb, since you're not going to be here, when do you want to meet?
Well, you can't meet the 10th because it's Bronstein.
Okay.
Is anybody going to Bronstein?
No.
Mastoris is going.
But I think it starts at 1.
I don't know.
On Friday?
I don't know what time it's going, but the 10th is Bronstein.
So, I mean, the board can meet next month if you want, and not in January, or...
We all have
no, next month, December.
Next month is December.
Oh, the 14th of December. No. She's talking about...
Dr. Lamb?
Shut up.
I'm hearing this, and I want to...
That's I can meet in December if you need to.
Oh, December.
What's the date?
13th.
It's like, yeah.
I don't think I can.
Monica.
Wait a minute.
The second is Friday in December.
That's the 13th.
This is before Christmas.
Correct. So if we met, and we don't have to, I'm just asking, so if we met in December, then we would meet in February for the first time.
No, my daughter's got a choral concert at 7 o'clock that night. I can't make up the board meeting.
So it isn't going to be the 13th of December. You could be the...
I'm okay with January. I can go late to Bronstein.
Or you could leave the meeting early.
Yeah.
Do you think we need a meeting in December?
Not specifically. I mean, I do have two more complaints that have come in, and then we have some continuations that could be heard. But, I mean, they can definitely wait till January.
Well, not if you've got... Okay, you got some continuing, but already you got some applicants, you said?
I have complaints. I have two new complaints.
She can approve the applicants.
Complaints, just the applicants we can't put a hold on.
Right, and now that I have my delegated authority, we don't have that problem.
You don't have to put a hold on.
That's true.
So you can make it to 10.
So I'm just leaving it up to the board if you feel like December is no, because you just don't want to, and then we could meet in January or...
Yeah,
personally.
January 10th, according to this thing.
I'll come.
Dr. Moffitt, did you have an opinion one way or the other?
I'm fine, you can wait.
Let's do the 10th of January.
Okay, so January
10th. I have a conflict.
So January 10th, Mona, are you available?
I'm very available.
Okay, so let's plan on Friday, January 10th as our next meeting. Right here, same time, 9 a.m. We will have an informal interview at that meeting.
Oh, those are easy now.
Yeah, it's not nearly as complicated as today's. It's a little bit similar process, but this was actually from the April board meeting. We had some scheduling conflicts and things, that's why it's so late. And then the complaints that I have. So
okay.
The meeting should still get out at like 11-ish on that Friday. So that concludes my report, Mr. President.
Okay. Call to the public. You waited here all that time. I thought you had something.
He's getting paid $300 an hour. Sitting here making money.
Before I accept a motion to adjourn, thank you for staff and our, what would we call you? Our not our litigant. Attorney.
Attorney?
Whatever.
Our assistant agent.
Thank you. And to staff and for you guys being here for the longest meeting I've ever been a part of.
Yes.
And for having your opinions and expressing your opinions and not just listening to Dr. Lamb talk.
I would just like to say how wonderful it is to look at these three beautiful women now instead of our old ugly guys. So I'm really sorry I'm leaving the board, but no. Anyway.
Is that a call to the public?
No,
okay. Right. Anyone going to make that motion?
That'll be in the record. To adjourn.
To adjourn.
Yeah. Second?
I'll second.
So moved. Meeting adjourned at 1:50. Thank you.